Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're on the road like we've been promoting all week. We're in cold, blustery downtown Collins, Mississippi, and we're getting ready for tonight's kickoff of the Christmas season here in Collins with the annual Collins Christmas Parade and the lighting of the park, which is a very famous park of the city of Collins, as you can hear the ambulances rolling by as we kick off the show. When we're in Laurel, it's the trains. When we're in Collins, it's the ambulances, but we're glad to be here as well. We'll be talking to Denaje Harris a little later in the program, Golden Eagle basketball player. We'll tell you real quickly that the Lady Eagles are playing right now, and they're trailing, believe it or not, by 2 points, I believe, at halftime to Mississippi Valley State, the women's team, obviously, and we'll keep you up to date with that. Also going to have the city clerk from Collins on the show a little later as well. But first, what a guest we have to kick off the show. It is the one and only Scary Gary. Gary, how you been, man?
Hi, Bob. How y'all doing?
Good. Gary, how many remotes is this for you this year?
I don't know. I don't keep.
Probably north of 40 or 50.
Oh, right? I'd say 50.
Yeah, and you're riding around in the bush. You're going to be in the Collins Parade tonight.
I am. I'll ride in the parade tonight, and then we'll do Sports Talk and Laurel tomorrow, and then we'll ride Saturday night in Meridian's Parade.
Right. Well, you've got a pretty busy weekend, huh?
Pretty much end of the week.
All right, we've been talking about it for 2 weeks. Let's go ahead and break the news. You, in fact, are going to be the new USM football coaches. Can we go ahead and announce that today?
Really? That's really news. That's even news to me.
I don't know that Gary would want to take the pay cut, Bob, because the new coach is only going to make $1.3 million, probably.
That probably wouldn't cover your expenses, yeah. Would it, Gary?
I don't know. I could act like a football coach.
I think all three of us could split the $1.3 million
right.
And go coach a football team next year.
And maybe between the three of us, we might could get a play running.
Well, hell, we could win as many games as they won this year.
That's right.
Win one game. Hey, it's great to be down here. Always good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see y'all.
Yeah. I know you're this is a NASCAR guy here. Kelly's an Indy guy.
Oh, but I'm a NASCAR guy, too.
Explain how much better NASCAR is than Indy racing.
Well, let's just say it's NASCAR is a total different form of racing.
Right.
Indy's
where men race, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. That's where your old rednecks run.
Right, right. More Democrats.
And
as they say, the
teetoters are in the IndyCar Formula One.
Yeah, know. The teetoters.
Even though the IndyCars go a lot faster than the NASCARs,
but they
do,
sound but, like bees.
Well, and we had Ricky Stenhouse, you know, winner of the Daytona on this program.
We have
a good relationship with NASCAR.
Did you know that? We had the Daytona 500 winner on this show one time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had Ricky on with JT years ago.
Good old JT. Now he was a huge Dana Kirkpatrick fan.
Danica.
I pronounce it. And
it's so easy how you remember their names when you're away, huh?
But seriously about her, and I know we're supposed to be talking about Southern Miss, and we will. I know a lot of you NASCAR guys really didn't like her, but the truth of the matter is you had to respect her, right, to get out there with those men.
Hey, look, for what she was able to accomplish in a men's sport, I mean, there's very few women that's ever come into NASCAR or IndyCar, any of them.
They were trying to knock her out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like anybody but Danica could beat you.
Yeah.
But you didn't want to be beat by the girl.
Yeah. Well, when she was running IndyCars with Juan Pablo Montoya at the time, I saw them actually coming out of a driver's meeting, and she had her finger, I mean, in Juan Pablo Montoya's chest, just wearing him out, you know, about something. And she felt like she had been disrespected. Now, Danica, on a good day, is maybe 5'1". I mean,
maybe.
Teeny tiny little thing. But, boy, she was not letting a big, burly guy like Juan Pablo Montoya get anything on her.
Juan Pablo Montoya. He's from Laurel, right?
Yeah, no, he's from Yucata, right outside of Waynesboro.
I see. Outside.
Suburb of Waynesboro.
No.
Wind Pickler's over there. They wouldn't let a guy named
Juan Pablo Montoya, who ran.
He wouldn't be allowed to live in jail.
Two-time IndyCar winner, but also ran the NASCAR circuit for Chip Ganassi Racing, the 42 Target car.
And won several races.
Yeah.
And his biggest accomplishment was crashing into the blower at Daytona and setting fire on turn three. And they had to get the Tide out, and they sold more Tide after that.
And his biggest accomplishment after that was simply getting into the car. He put on some weight later on.
I see.
Tough just to get into the car.
Well, we wanted to bring you on, say hello to you, and let our listeners hear from you. And we love you, Gary. We wouldn't be able to do all this stuff without you, man.
Well, thank you, Bob.
You're the heart and soul of Super Talk.
Well, I may not be the heart and soul, but let's just say I might be the tip of the spear.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see y'all.
Scary Gary. All right, so the Lady Eagles playing Mississippi Valley State, not doing very well, apparently, at halftime, although it's only halftime, 2 points. The men this afternoon against Alabama State, I believe that's right. That's a SWAC school.
Correct? The Hornets, that's right.
So do you have any idea why they're playing at 12 o'clock?
Well, they got the Christmas parade here in Laurel tonight, and I meant to ask Jack McDonald, the SID, as to why they're playing the afternoon, but I think that the Hattiesburg Christmas parade is tonight as well. They wanted to, plus it's also the students are having finals and dead week and so on, so they want to try to, you know, while the students have an opportunity to come and see them play, because usually after the finals, you know, the kids will head home for the Christmas holidays and won't be back until just after Martin Luther King holiday in January. So it's going to be a long time before the students are even back on campus.
Ever go to school 3 weeks? Well, never mind. All right, all conference, Sun Belt all conference announcements made, and it won't take long to go down the Southern Miss participation. Graduate punter Bryce Lofton, first team all-conference, and congratulations to that young man. And, boy, he had a great year, 44.49 average kick, 17 punts over 50 yards. So congratulations to him. Good job by that kid.
And you know what? It's going to come out in different places that the coach of the year in the Sun Belt, it's probably going to be Charles Huff.
Well, it was announced. It's the Louisiana coach.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
Louisiana coach.
Okay. So
yeah.
Mike DeSormo, then the former quarterback at Lafayette. But Charles Huff certainly has had a great year at Marshall. And if that winds up being the coach, which by all indications that is going to be Southern Miss's new head coach, then what a flex. What a muscle flex that would be by Jeremy McClain to go get potentially the coach of the year in your own conference. To come to your program and leave a program. Of course, Marshall did not offer an extension, so it's not like he snubbed Marshall. It's more that Marshall snubbed him. But to, you know, leave a winning championship program and to a program that, let's just say, is not in championship mode at this point.
Four Golden Eagles made honorable mention in the Sun Belt All-Conference today. It would be defensive lineman Christian Booth, running back Dreek Clark, defensive lineman Bredarius Lewis, and linebacker Trey Pinckney. So congratulations to those four kids. Not one Golden Eagle, Kelly, on the first three teams, so that's pretty disappointing.
It is disappointing, but not surprising, you know, based on...
It's been that kind of year.
It really has, and one for the books and one that people, I'm sure, will like to soon forget. And Bob, the Hattiesburg Christmas parade is tonight at 6 o'clock. So, and with Toby Barker, the mayor of Hattiesburg, we've kind of talked about this on the air, the city and the university have a really good working relationship trying to make sure they don't step on each other's toes, and this is a good chance for everybody to get out and see the basketball teams and then not have to miss the parade.
It'll be cold tonight, and undoubtedly the mayor will have on a coat. But here's the question. Will his sleeves be rolled up beneath the coat?
No, if it can't be seen... Probably not.
I got you. Okay. It's the effect. It's the effect.
Have to find an overcoat that the I know you guys are all bundled up. Man, this is this is great weather for me, man. This is, I'd rather take this over 95 degrees with 90% humidity any day of the week.
So would it be rude to say he has a lot of natural insulation that I don't have?
Comes in handy sometimes, buddy. It comes in handy.
Jump on the show there, Ben. Make yourself handy. Grab a damn headset and just jump on.
No, I was just going to. Am I on?
No. And there's a reason.
There we go. I was just going to say, he is from Iowa. He's from Iowa. I mean, that's why he's this is nothing to him. So
you boys go out like this, dressed all the time, in shorts, eating corn and late November?
No, man, we'll go out to the mailbox in our underwear in weather like this.
Well, you do that here.
But that's probably a picture y'all don't want to.
I've seen a couple of arrest dockets regarding that. You're welcome, Ben. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. We appreciate that.
You know, Dinaje Harris, we're going to get to talk to him a little bit later, Bob. Really, you know, the basketball team, a lot of people have kind of been nervous, you know, about this team off to kind of a slow start. But again, the teams that they really have played, if you'll research them and find
they're pretty good.
Yeah, and most of the teams, as Jet Montgomery talked to us yesterday about, a lot of the teams they've played already are projected to win their own conferences, you know. To work out these kinks before the season, but I don't think you can understate the effect that the absence of Juan Curbelo is not being there is good. They're going to have to reshuffle.
May not be better.
Probably not.
When we come back, we'll hear from Dinaje Harris and talk about our sponsors. Mr. Winpickler can come over and let us know who these great people are that allowed us to be here today. We're in downtown Collins getting ready for tonight's Christmas parade and the lighting of the park. It's just a fun time of the year. Super Talk Eagle Hour is very, very happy to be here. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. Michael Morgan's back in the studio producing today's show for us. Kelly and Bob, and we're here in Collins, Mississippi, downtown Collins. Nice little city park. You've got a big Christmas tree right beside us.
And the sun is starting to peek out.
Indeed.
Now, that's good news for this afternoon, but as the weather continues to clear, it's going to be bone chilling tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, one more quick reference back to the All-Conference. I thought this was interesting. The kid from Monticello, Ahmad Hardy,
yes,
played at Louisiana Monroe, named Freshman of the Year today. That's a good thing, and entered the portal as a way of celebrating.
Wouldn't that be nice? But wouldn't that be nice for him to maybe land on his feet at Southern Miss when Monticello?
I'm guessing Ahmad may be looking for some granola at another school. What do you think?
And hey, he's earned it with what he did this year.
All right, Ben's back here. Ben, who are the sponsors today? Let's make sure we mention those.
We certainly appreciate everybody that worked with us to make this remote happen and bring Gerard here. So we've got the Covington County Board of Supervisors, Legacy Chevrolet here in Collins, the Covington County Hospital, the City of Collins, the Covington County Bank, which were right behind us here, and then your good buddy Larry, Warren and Warren Asphalt Paving.
There we go.
So we certainly appreciate them and making this happen.
You notice he said bringing Gerard here. It's like there's no reason to thank anybody for bringing me and you here, right?
To blame for having me and Bob here. But hey, real quick question: Larry Warren, will Larry ever do any highway work?
No, and he never will.
Never will.
He doesn't do highway work, and he never will.
Okay.
And why don't you ask him about it the next time you see him? See what he tells you.
Okay.
I got a stretch of highway I need him to pay.
Hey, Dinaje Harris is a wonderful kid. Played basketball at Southern Miss. From Columbia.
Went to Columbus.
Went to Arkansas.
Yep.
came back, and I think was welcomed with open arms, because I do remember Jay Ladner say that Dungy handled everything the right way, and that's why he welcomed.
And really, Bob, he's been the most consistent performer. Rebounds, scoring, leadership, yes. All of it.
It hurt to lose him last year, is it fair to say? It's
yes.
Good to have him back this year.
For sure.
Kelly, I had some time to sit down with Dungy earlier this week. Here's how that conversation went.
Dungy, I want to take you back to the decision to leave Arkansas and come back. That could not have been an easy decision, because I'm sure one of the things that was running through your mind is, what are people going to think?
Yes,
you know, I left, you know, are they going to welcome me back? Whatever you're comfortable sharing, can you take us through the discussion that you had with Coach Ladner on, and when you started talking about maybe coming back?
So, you know, me, Ladner, and a lot of the coaching staff have a good built-in relationship. You know, a lot of things wasn't personal, so, you know, I left on a good note, but also with me leaving, you know, it was always family ties. So with me coming back, it was an open relationship for the both of us. And me coming back, I just feel like this was perfect. Like, you know, the way to end my last year, be around family and people that I already know and good supporting staff.
Well, so far, when you look at the statistics of this Eagle basketball team, you've been the most consistent performer, but your response has been, well, I've put in the work.
Yes,
kind of
fill
in some blanks for us there.
So, you know, throughout my career, I had a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, my Bible is just staying in the gym. You know, regardless of good game, bad games, I'm always in the gym, and that's what I like to stick by, and that's what I'm going to according to this season.
Okay, so as good as you're playing right now, it seems like guys that play at your caliber are never satisfied, right,
yes,
with their
sir.
Game. So what are you working on in your own individual game?
Even more consistency, making more free throws, and playing through physical contact. These are things, you know, every game I want to adapt, and these things that I feel I need to adapt to.
How does and we know that Curbelo, you know, may or may not be back, but let's just say he's not, all right? So how does that change the dynamic with just Nefta back there primarily?
So, you know, a lot of times in the summertime, you know, we all have a lot of guys that can play, but, you know, we put in a lot of plays that can work for everyone, you know, according to who's in, who's not in. So preparation was everything in the summer, and we prepared for everything.
In other interviews with other media outlets, if people ask you about this team, how do you sell this team to other people?
Man, I think we got a great group of guys collectively, you know, as far as character and on the court. You know, a lot of times in the summertime, we built a good relationship, which is leading over to right now in the season. You know, probably ain't start off the way we want to, but we put in a lot of work this summer, and it will be revealed.
Yeah, but doesn't it – I mean, really comes down to how well you got to win that Sun Belt tournament.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
and that's a lot of pressure, man, to come down for 1 week of the season pretty much.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but like I go back to, like, in the summertime, we put in a lot of work. We gelled. We took it very serious. You know, a lot of times in practice, everybody can't see what's going on, but we went through the actual process of it, and we're preparing for right now and also in March.
We've made comments on the time times on the show, Dungy, about how long the college basketball season has become.
Yes,
with games now starting in October. Back in the old days, they didn't even play until Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, tournaments started, and that was it.
Yes,
but
sir.
Now it's a six-month season. So how do you deal with the grind of a six-month season as opposed to, like, a four-month season?
So, like, a lot of our guys are older. We also have a lot of freshmen. So, we actually been through the phase before, but also being able to play basketball, it's not just on the court. It also taking care of your body, make sure you ice, make sure you get enough rest, but also preparation in the past before now also is what helped prepare.
So you talked about, you know, some of the younger guys. Where do you see your role in kind of being a mentor to them, and what does being a leader mean to you?
So, you know, I'm humble. The freshman guys, they're humble as well. We have a good relationship, so they help me with stuff, I help them with stuff, and we just get better together.
But there's an expectation there, though, I'm guessing. You know,
yes,
and it's a completely different game. The college game compared to, like, high school or JUCO, still a completely different game.
So as far as the expectation, you know, expectation going to be what it is, but, you know, when I feel like all of us have a standard as a player, also the coaching staff, and we're just living up to that standard.
So this is kind of a generic question, and it's really kind of a cliche question, but how good can this team be? What has to improve for you guys to lift any gold ball at the end of the year?
So, like I say, we're just going through the phases. Basketball have a lot of phases, you know, on the court and off the court. So we're just going through, you know, our defense probably ain't been as well, but we're going through the phase of getting that better. And our offense coming along as collective as well.
Now, I think every guy wants to play basketball at the next level, whether it's here, overseas, or whatever. But say 15 years down the road, Dinaje, where do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing?
I always envisioned myself as a child of being professional, you know, furthering my craft. I don't know where or when will I be, but I expect myself to be playing in a professional league.
But then after that?
I haven't really thought about
it. Don't have a plan B. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, I know a plan B would be there, but I like to put all my energy to one plan, so there's no plan B.
Focus on plan A.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
So what when you get your degree, what's it going to be in?
Right now I have my liberal studies degree. With me playing basketball, I feel like I want to go into something like coaching, you know, deal with people who are actually going into the same shoes that I once was in.
All right, final question, Dinaje. If you went to Coach Ladner and said, okay, I think I'm going to go back to Arkansas, what do you think his response would be?
That wouldn't be good. That would not be good.
Okay. Well, look, man, we enjoy watching you play. We understand that it's work. We enjoy watching your work and the rest of the guys' work. And here's to a great season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's the Najee Harris, everybody. Kelly talking to him earlier this week. You know, Kelly, you look at the basketball team from a distance, big, strong, tough-looking guys, got the wild hair that young kids, I had it when I was young. And you look at them and you go, ooh, they're the nicest, most humble bunch of kids you'll ever be around in your life, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, they get nervous around us,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
which is kind of nice in a way because it's out of respect.
Yeah.
But this when you talk to them, Bob, and yeah, they admit that to the outsiders looking in, it might look like a kind of a shaky start.
Yeah.
But they've said we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Working out
yeah.
some things that we need to get, but as Jet Montgomery talked about yesterday, they're opening the Sun Belt season here the 21st of December against Marshall,
right.
which is just another week and a half or so.
Right.
So they've got to get that ship righted pretty soon, but there's certainly no panic mode right now.
Dinaje being back, I think, is very, very, very important. I really thought that 2 years ago he was the MVP of the team.
He's been a very stabilizing factor,
right.
particularly with the young. He has the respect of the older guys and the admiration of the younger guys.
Yeah.
That's a really good combination.
I know that the coaches were really happy to have him back.
But I love that last comment.
If you don't tell him you're going back, that wouldn't be good.
No. I think you could probably pack everything this time.
I don't think Dinaje is going and talking to Jay about that.
Well, we hope not. We hope not.
Can you update that women's score while
he's off to a great start? I think at the end of the third quarter, Bob, they had taken the lead, the Lady Eagles had. So we're let's see if we can get an update there. Well,
live course, radio, everybody.
Yeah, the one time that you, there we go, the one time you want to be able to hit it right. And it is, they're up by 11 now. The Lady Eagles are
okay.
up by 11 with 8.5 minutes left to go in the game.
Oh, so, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Now, I just had someone text me and tell me that, and I can't see the game, so I don't know, that Coach McNellis not with the team.
Well, and she's missed, some of the games this year. You hope that she's feeling okay, Certainly a unique situation there.
All right, we're full of the Christmas spirit here in Collins, and we've got a city official about to join us. She's got on her Christmas sweater, and she's got on her Christmassy-looking scarf.
Is that what you call what Scary Gary's full of, the Christmas spirit?
He's just full of the spirit in general.
Yes, spirits.
The spirits. Yeah. We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour, broadcasting from downtown Collins, and we're glad to be here, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Super Talk Eagle Hour. That caught me a little off guard. I wasn't ready for that. We're in downtown Collins. We're with Suzette Davis, who is the city clerk of this beautiful city. And first of all, thank you for having us here. We come down here pretty much every year because we think the lighting of the park is such a big deal, and it's such a big part of South Mississippi and the Christmas festivity. Take us back to the origin of that, if you will, please.
Okay, I've been with the city since 2001, and I actually talked to our previous mayor today, and I said, Mr. Vito, I said, tell me a little bit about when did we start doing the parade at night? I said, because I remember working on it, I said, and my memory of the nighttime parade goes back to somewhere around 2003.
Uh-huh.
That we started having the parade at night. I know the parade was daytime before that, but when they got all of the beautiful lighting that you see downtown, mm-hmm. then they decided to start holding the Christmas parade at night.
I got you. And your park is a big tourist attraction.
Yes.
You know, I know several years ago some crazy people tried to stop that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Fortunately, a judge threw that out. And the park's alive and well, correct?
That is correct. The park is alive and well. It's beautiful, all the lighting. And you can go from touring and driving around through the park and seeing all the beautiful Christmas decorations and come out and follow the angels. Mm-hmm. And it'll bring you to our main street down here. You can see the Christmas tree and all the decorations, and just drive down Main Street, and it'll be just like you're
just
in a movie.
Just a fun night.
Yes.
Just a fun
yes.
night. Now, you told us something before you went on there. I have to tell you something. You didn't know this when you said it. We're massive college baseball fans. We love Southern Miss college baseball. And you told us something very, very cool. What was that?
What about my grandson?
Yes.
Yes. I told you that my grandson, Kyler Thompson, from Santa Fe, Texas, graduated there from Santa Fe High School, will be playing baseball starting center field for Texas Tech this spring. He will be their starter center field and one of their leadoff batters.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how proud are you as a grandma?
I would say 10 plus.
I can understand.
I can't wait to go and see him play and see what the future holds.
I can understand that.
You know, but Suzette, if Southern Miss were to play Texas Tech, you know we'd try to gut him like a fish.
I know that, but I'm afraid I'd have to read on that Texas Tech sign. I'm sorry.
No, that. Yeah, we don't want any trouble here, Suzette.
We're a little arrogant about baseball. Yeah. I guess you just know.
So how soon will everybody get lined up tonight for the parade, and what is the parade route tonight in Collins?
Okay, so lineup, people will start arriving here at Collins at 5 o'clock. They'll be bringing their cars in on Main Street, backing them in. We'll have our stage set up, live music going. And, I mean, from one end of Main Street to the other, behind us here on Main Street, cars will pull behind and park. They will sit on the back of their pickup truck or their car, or they'll be standing. And at 5:45, the Collins and the Seminary and the Mount Olive Band will perform up in front of our Christmas tree on Main Street. And then right before the parade starts, the mayor will welcome everybody to Collins and to the parade. She will do a countdown. We will light the Christmas tree, and then the parade will begin. The parade route starts at the high school, and it comes all the way down the street in front of the, well, it starts at the high school, excuse me, and then it comes all the way down Elm Street to First Street right here, which will be at the Chancery Building and the courthouse, and it will go behind City Hall, behind the courthouse, all the way down to the police department. And then it will make a left where it will come into Main Street. And then it'll come up Main Street all the way to Fur. And that will be the end of the parade.
Isn't that one of the great things about small town America?
Yes, it is.
The high school bands. I'm sure you like that, don't you, Kelly?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's Americana, I think, is what we call it now. But, you know, I don't think that people really understand when they see the parade, but they don't understand how a parade is actually constructed, like how the car is instructed to say, okay, stay this keep this much distance between you and the float ahead of you, or, you know, how does all that work, and how do people get in the parade, Suzette? How do they determine what different vehicles or whatever are going to be presented in the parade?
Well, we have some guidelines that we put in place many years ago about floats, pickup trucks. We had to not allow horses in the parades anymore just because it was kind of hard to handle the horses. So we don't allow horses, but we allow pickup trucks, cars, floats, and everything is done strictly here at City Hall. All the entry forms, we put them out. We put them out on social media. We put them on our website. They get a form for us. There is no entry to be in this parade.
Oh, wow.
This is just a city-sponsored parade. We want whoever to come and participate in the parade. We do the lineup. We work with them. They meet us at the high school, and then we line them up. The city workers or the employees are the ones that work the city parade.
Now, are there throws this year?
Yes. We allow candy. We're doing the city's doing Frisbees, cups. Different places do different things, but we do allow candy and small objects.
Well, this isn't something you just put together in a week or so.
Well, when do you start working?
Yeah.
We started working on this the 1st of November. It goes out the 1st of November, about the exact same time that all the lights, mm-hmm. they start working on putting all the lights out in Collins.
Mm-hmm. You know, Collins is one of those unique little southern towns. I just think it's a really cool place. We come down here a lot in October when you have the pumpkin patches, mm-hmm. and all.
Well, so, the Okotoma Festival, too.
The Okotoma Festival, yeah. Exactly right. And so you guys are very, very active in promoting your community year-round, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We have had many activities. We have not done this lately in the past. Whenever we had the COVID came through, we kind of had to put things on hold. And then we had some projects that were going on, but we've held in July, mm-hmm. our 4th of July celebration over at the Civic Center that goes along with the fireworks that are mm-hmm. done at the water park. And like you said, the mm-hmm. the pumpkin patch. Our mayor is very much in favor of promoting the city, but planning activities that people can come out as families and participate.
Here's another unique little thing about Collins. Yesterday we had a very famous actor on our show, Gary Grubbs, a friend of ours from Hattiesburg. There's a famous actor from here.
Yeah.
Gerald McCraney.
That is correct.
Am I right about
that? You are correct.
Who, to this day, lands major TV roles, married to Delta Burke, who was a very successful act, and he was the grand marshal of a parade here a few years ago.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Did you get a chance to meet him?
I had met him before that.
Uh-huh. From Collins.
From Collins. Yes, from that back in the early 2000s, I believe he had a business. Uh-huh. here, uh-huh. and we got the opportunity. He came to City Hall.
What was he like?
I thought he was very friendly. Uh-huh. I thought he was very friendly and hospitable, and yeah. He just kind of took the time, and he did not mind to come in and do a photo op with all of us ladies at City Hall.
Yeah. I think the most successful show he had on CBS was Major Dad. Yeah, was the name of it. I remember at one time, Suzette, they used to have the little rubber duck race down the mm-hmm. Okotoma River. Yeah. You'd actually buy a duck with a number on the bottom of it, and then they'd release all the ducks, and they'd float down, and whichever one got to the finish line first, they won some. Was that part of the Okotoma Festival?
That was part of the Okotoma Festival.
Do they still do that?
I do not think that they – I think they still do the duck festival, the ducks, but it's not there. I think they use the water park.
I got you.
The river's still big, though, right, in the summertime? Mm-hmm. The Okotoma's a great canoeing
yes.
river. Have you ever done that?
I've been once, but would think that canoeing is not easy. If you don't know how to do it, man, I wind up in the bushes and snakes and all kinds of stuff. It's not, you got to know what you're doing.
I can't tell you how much my wife and I did that when we were living down here, when we were in college, and then when we were working down here after college. And my little daughter grew up on the Okotoma River, and to this day loves going to the mountains and canoeing. And I think it all started right here on the Okotoma River. It's just a wonderful, wonderful. You ever been there, Winn Pigler?
yeah.
Yeah, so it's very, very cool.
Suzette, what kind of relationship does the city have, does Collins have, with Seminary and Mount Olive, the two other main cities in Covington County? I'm sure you'll get a lot of residents from those towns here tonight.
Yes. Well, I have a great relationship with them because city clerks are always teaming up and networking together. So I work well with both of the city clerks.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for letting us be here today. You liked us a lot better than Gerard, didn't you? You go ahead. You can say it. It's fine.
And if Texas Tech happens to play the Southern Miss, Suzette, we hope you guys win every game you play except
that one.
Yeah. Except that one? Okay.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll be back from downtown Collins. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back downtown Collins. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the road. Lady Eagles have defeated Mississippi Valley State 77-66. And Kelly's favorite player, Nyla Jean. She had a good game, didn't she, Kelly?
She did. I just love that name because it sounds like, you know, a little old country bumpkin, you know. Uh-huh. Hey, Bubba, who'd you get a date with? I got me a date with Nyla Jean. We're going to go to the Sadie Hawkins dance this weekend.
She's
with Nyla.
She's a great kid. And I think she is a little country now. I'm going to tell you that. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, the Lady Eagles, once they got it together, Bob, you know, in the second half.
Pulled up pretty quick.
Yeah, and Malia Grayson leading the way, as you would expect, with 19 points. Morgan Sieper with 14, and Nyla Jean, the aforementioned Nyla Jean, she scored 14. Now, Malia Grayson over 50% from the field, 9-for-17. That, you know, that's pretty doggone good.
She's a tremendous talent. And remember this, Kelly, up until this year, teams couldn't totally focus on Malia because you had Dom Davis.
Right.
But Dom is gone.
Right.
And playing ball in Europe, I believe. And so now you know every opponent is focused on Malia Grayson, and yet she's still scoring points and rebounding the ball.
And the Lady Eagles trailed at halftime, but then got it together in the third quarter. They outscored Mississippi Valley State 24-18, 25-19 in the fourth quarter. And again, win at 77-66. So the Lady Eagles up the record to 3-6 on the year. Mississippi Valley drops to 1-6. They'll get the court taken care of, and then the guys will take center stage, where the Eagles will take on the Alabama State Hornets out of Montgomery, Alabama. The Hornets will provide the opposition, and then once that game is over, people will head to Hardy Street and get out their lawn chairs or whatever they're going to sit and watch the Christmas parade on there. So it's a big night of Christmas festivities all over the place.
Or you could come to Collins.
Come
to the Collins.
And if you happen to miss the one tonight, we got a big event that we're going to talk to people about tomorrow when we are live from the Laurel Fairgrounds.
What is that, Mr. Winpickler? You're the reason that Kelly and I are having to do all this traveling.
Well, you know, you pay me to keep you on the road, and that's what I'm doing. So Mary on the Midway is going to be really exciting. We'll talk to Chase tomorrow more, but it's something new that's in Laurel at the fairgrounds, and it's going to keep growing year and year, but it's really a big light display. It's through the fairgrounds. You'll walk through where the rides typically are at the fair. Lots of light displays. Lots of there'll be live music on the stage. They'll have an area set up as Santa's Village, a hot chocolate bar, lots of things like that. Christmas movies playing. So,
now we'll be on the air there tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Kelly and I are presuming that you will have lunch prepared for us when we get there.
Absolutely. Okay. 100%.
You heard that?
The hot chocolate bar. Am I to read anything into that, or is it just a?
You are not to read anything. It is not.
Please don't.
No, it is not the type of bar that you would hope. They are going to have multiple hot chocolate flavors. Peppermint.
Okay.
Now, if you sneak something in your pocket, I'm sure nobody's going to question you. But yeah.
Well, Jimmy and Johnny are the guys I usually like to drink with.
There's no Crown chocolate.
No,
Jim Beam and Johnny Walker.
If that's what you're thinking about.
No, this is a children's event.
All right, so that's on Friday, and then I'm going to make an assumption that Monday we're going to find out who the new football coach is. Do you think that'll happen Sunday or Monday, Kelly Sanders?
I think the press conference will probably be called. We will probably be notified Sunday night. And then maybe Monday or Tuesday. But again, by all indications, we hear the real estate agents in Hattiesburg are running around town trying to find.
And I want to clarify something you said about that yesterday. Not for you, because what you said was totally accurate. I saw this on the internet last night. Kelly did not say that Charles Huff's assistant coaches were in town looking for houses.
Correct.
You merely said that real estate agents were beginning to identify rental homes that assistant coaches could rent, which makes complete sense, because you know a new staff is coming in, and
right,
these people have to have a place to live. That
right,
makes total sense, Kelly.
Right. Well, and when you look at the – because people say, why would Charles Huff left? Of course, we know the animosity between – so forget all that. But Charles Huff will be making if the indications that we're getting are accurate, he'll be making significantly more money at Southern Miss than he did at Marshall. And if what we're hearing about the assistant coaches pool is accurate, he had a pool of about $1.2 million at Marshall to hire all of his assistants. Looks like it's going to be close to $2 million at Southern Miss. So financially, this is a step up for Coach Huff, you know, considering the numbers at Marshall. We'll find out.
If he's coming.
Yeah, if he's coming. But Jeremy McLean would break all that down. But again, this would be a huge muscle flex for Southern Miss to go out and get a proven winning head coach, a proven winning head coach from the Sun Belt Conference, and a guy that might win the whole stinking thing come Saturday.
Now, you could take my opinion and $10 and get a cup of coffee at Starbucks, but I would say that this is what I had hoped for if, in fact, it's Coach Huff, and that is a proven coach that's run a Division I football program, that understands the CEO aspect of being a head coach. And I got to tell you, you're right. If this, in fact, who becomes the coach, Jeremy McLean pulled a coup, buddy. Jeremy McLean, and I say that in a positive way.
Yeah.
Jeremy McLean did one heck of a job, if this is the case.
And if it is Charles Huff, you better get ready for a hard-nosed, iron-fisted disciplinarian.
And I think that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Always fun to be in Collins. We just love coming to these small towns and meeting great people like we've done today. And hope that everybody will make a trip over here during the holiday season to see their beautiful park. Really, really pretty. And a downtown Collins with all the new decorations.
And if you happen to run into Scary Gary, rest assured he is not homeless.
No, he has a beautiful home.
Right, 40-foot home that we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be joining Gary tomorrow afternoon. We'll be at in Laurel at the fairgrounds tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We look forward to it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.